Roosters Jayco pre-game interview.
Friday night football, Geelong and Port Adelaide. Thanks to Warralilly, the community where great things are happening. Bounce at 7:50. We've spoken with Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley. We've spoken with Geelong development coach, of course, Sean Grigg. And now we're going to speak a bit of AFLW because during the week, Geelong confirmed some changes to their list. And it was sad to see that this lady was pulling the pin on her career. Of course, was a star basketballer, got to WNBL level with Bendigo, captained the Geelong Supercats locally in the old Southeast competition, and then decided at the age of 28 that she'd have a crack at footy and found herself on Geelong's VFLW list, then a crack at AFLW with Melbourne, and then the last two seasons with the Cats in their first 2 years in the elite competition. I do speak of Anna Teague. She's been good enough to join us. Teague, thanks for your time with Kingy, Benny Cass, and a bloke you might know in the name of Mark Neal, talking to you from the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, congratulations on what you've achieved, not just as a footballer, but as a sportswoman, full stop. But is it sinking in that your AFLW days are over?
Yeah, good evening, guys. Yeah, look, it's, I think there's a wave of emotions or a variety of emotions that sort of come and go, and I just have to keep sort of letting myself feel and then move on. But yeah, look, it's, I mean, particularly because of how the season finished. We had a pretty horrible loss against North Melbourne, so it's not the greatest way to go out. But as I said to the girls, I'm going to do everything to focus on the fact that I was able to play, and I had. I'm really proud of the fact I was able to play, and I loved my time in footy. So I've got to focus on that.
Yep. Although disappointed you won't get to play at AFLW level again, do you reflect on the fact that 4 years ago you take a leap of faith and you say, well, I'm going to head out to Deakin Uni for a come and try day, and, you know, I suppose whatever happened from there was a bonus?
Yeah. I think I went thinking, no, you know, nothing will really come of this. And, yeah, to think 4 years down the track that I was able to play with Melbourne and then Geelong and play some decent footy, I'm really, really happy with it.
G'day, Anna. How are you?
Hi. Good, Mark. How are you?
So I'm well. Hey, well done on your career. Awesome. You've achieved heaps. Being able to jump from one sport at the highest level to another one at the highest level is a great achievement. Now, just on that, have you been able to reflect and compare between the two sports? So going from the world of basketball into the world of AFLW, what you've actually picked up and learnt from being in a truly professional environment?
So I think one of the main, like you said, we in footy we're in a professional environment, so you know, that with that comes all resourcing, the people, facilities, everything to try and support it or to make it the best program possible. I guess in basketball it's tricky because they don't have the resourcing at the level that I was playing at, well, in Siebel anyway, in Geelong. So I think that's probably one of the big differences. But in saying that, you know, we had great people within the basketball world that did a great job and were able to, you know, really elevate the team and elevate players to their best.
With your own involvement with the footy club, it extends beyond the playing arena. Can you let our K-Rock listeners know what you get back to? I believe it's on Monday at the footy club, and how things are shaping up off the field, because we do know there's been a few changes in that space as well.
Yeah. Look, with a lot of places at the moment, there have had to be changes and alterations and restructures, and that's happened at the Cats as well. So I have been stood down from my position at the club, which is in the foundation. So it's the philanthropic arm of the club. So I have been stood down since April, and then I start back, as you said, on Monday. That might be a bit of a shock to the system. I've been trying to get up a bit earlier as of late to try and get ready for it. So it's working in the foundation. So fundraising. So it's going to be pretty important in the coming months and years, I think, to try and help the club sort of get back on its feet.
Thank you. How will the second most talented sports person in your house go now that he's going to be left alone during the day on his own? Will you be all right, the big fella?
Oh, look, I think he'll be okay. He might come in and say, because I'll be working from home. So it's almost like a a slow burn or a slow detachment. We've we've never really had this much time together, so it's been, and we haven't wanted to, you know, kill each other. So you know, we're doing really well.
One more for me. Now, I didn't quite tell the whole truth yesterday when I messaged you and congratulated you on your career and told you that there's no possible way that I'd ask you on air about the chances of a return to basketball, given that you've retired from footy and, you know, it's a different sport. What are the chances of coming back and playing basketball next year, Anna?
You mean just domestic level, you mean?
Oh, well, we can start wherever you like. You know people in high places, we might be able to open things up for you.
Oh, look, I'd love to think that my body could do it. My footy career has had to come to a halt because my body isn't quite able to do what I want it to do. So, look, I can do a bit of training and see how I go in isolation and see how I feel. We'll see.
Excellent. So, Kingy, so what we've just had is a bit of an exclusive. So, X Geelong Supercat into now ex-Geelong Cat AFLW player looking to reignite her Geelong Supercat career.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. Okay, right, we're just breaking all the news here. It's fantastic. Good on you, Spanner.
I might be following in Seb Loader's footsteps.
Oh, wow. There's a championship in that. Teague, I'm going to put you into the hands for Prestige Jaco of Ben Castagnoli, and I apologise for wherever this goes.
Oh, I wouldn't be worried, Anna. What are you looking forward to watching the Cats tonight? Are they going to get the chockies?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm 1v2. It's going to be really good. And considering the very short turnarounds in game day, they've certainly been tested. I think with how Geelong played against St Kilda, I reckon they can get the job done.
You mentioned before too that you were actually trying to sort of get your body back into getting up a little bit early because you had to go back to work. Does that mean since April that you've been getting up at the crack of noon?
That's a very hard no. We've been doing renovations at our house, so I don't have any choice but to get up a bit earlier because that's when the tradies get here. But if it was left to my body clock, it could have been a little later.
Right, so what? Just give us an idea. Since April, so what's that? My maths is
4 months.
About 4 months. What percentage of the days did you remain in your pyjamas until the clock ticked over to the PM hour?
Oh, okay, I guess I'll disclose it. It varied on the day, I think. But
are we talking 50%?
Yeah.
That's fantastic, Anna. That's what we love. That's what we absolutely love. There's nothing wrong with the jammies on all day. They're the best.
I apologise for unleashing Ben on you, Anna.
He's like a big sister in that regard, I think.
Neody wants you back playing basketball, but is there a potential that you'll go and terrorise local footy comps next year and bring your experience into that? And in terms of aligned, who were you aligned to club-wise? Because you really basically didn't come through the club system, T. Is Ocean Grove your club?
Yeah, they were my club. But unfortunately, I don't think they had the numbers for a team in this season that's just been cut short. I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest. I'm just going to let dust settle. As I said earlier, let myself just feel the emotions that come with retirement. And I'll see. I really don't know yet.
Get out of your pyjamas first, Anna. That'd be a good start.
And Anna,
step up. I'm in my trackies.
Good work. That's what we love. Now, I'm going to need your help. I've just received a text message from your partner, who is 7-foot-tall Geelong Supercats games record holder, Seb Loader. He's made it pretty clear. He's very upset with me letting the public know that he's the second most talented sports person in your house. But I can confirm that, and I also can confirm that he's a little bit angry with that description. But anyway, we'll move on.
Yeah. Anna, we're going to let you
go.
Thank
you for leaving me with that.
Yes, we really appreciate your time. Well done on everything you've achieved, and I suppose being a journalist in Geelong, I've been lucky enough to cover your career basically from your time at Bendigo, and I think I remember interviewing you for a Bendigo Spirit game being played here in Geelong for K-Rock News up until watching, even being involved with you at basketball level. It's been an absolute pleasure. You're a warrior, and I think everybody that saw that night that you hit that game winner in 2012 against Sandringham at the arena will remember that fondly. family as well, the 1,500 people that were there that night. And I think you can still find it on YouTube somewhere. But well done on everything you've achieved, Teagie. You've been an absolute superstar, and we can't wait to see what's next for you, whether it's on a basketball court or a footy field.
Thanks so much for the chat.
Anna Teagie joining us there for Prestige Jayco.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.